go ahead and welcome in Margaret. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, John. Good morning, listeners. And good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think it's been a long time since you've been into the studio, hasn't it?
I think the last time I was here, maybe Peggy was here with me, and we were doing some cross promotion for something for the temple.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you this morning, and
thank you.
Everybody's talking about IndieFest. So for our listeners who are not aware of what IndieFest is, would you please explain it?
Yes. So IndieFest is a two-day music festival. We started, as we were just saying, in fall 2021. And it's a celebration of independent music. And we can talk about what that means in a little bit. But okay. We do 10 musicians over 2 days. Friday we start, and it's September 29th and 30th. So we start September 29th on Friday at 5 o'clock, and we go until 10. This is on stage, and the stage is at the back of Hugger Mugger Brewing at 229 Wicker Street. And then Saturday we do it again. We start a little bit earlier. We start at 3 o'clock on Saturday, but we also go until 10. And then around the festival, there are crafty vendors and food trucks, and we do beer releases, and it's a fun atmosphere, but the focus is the music.
And what kind of music is playing?
Okay, great question. Thank you. That is a mix of genres. So we are not... we're not genre exclusive, which means you can get everything from country, folk, punk, rock, alternative. This year we have our first sort of spoken word rap artist. I'm reading her book right now, Sherlette Ammons, who's just amazing. She's not, you can't pigeonhole her as one thing or another. She really is... She advertises herself as like you can't really define what she's doing, and she is right. She is a lyrical poet, and she's a lot of fun. She'll be kicking off at 4:15 on Saturday, the 30th. But we also have, somebody like Cliff Wheeler. Lemon Springs is his stomping ground, and he has been with us for several years. He does what I call roadhouse country, because it's country with a heavy blues infusion. It's a little bit more rough and tumble than a lot of country you get nowadays, and it's a lot of fun. It'll get you up and dancing.
Okay, how and why do we have IndieFest? Where did it originate from?
Great question, and actually really good lead-in. Cliff Wheeler had played at the brewery, at Hugger Mugger Brewing, back in 2018. And we kind of walked around the place beforehand and wanted to have a conversation about what's possible for music, because ours is a big building. You walk in on Wicker Street and you exit on Cole Street a block later. It's a lot to work with. So I said, can we do something bigger? He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I said, I've never done anything like that. He said, I can help you. So he introduced us to Indie on Air, which did the first IndieFest, right? They were the ones, they put on two stages plus somebody playing in the brewery at all times. That was 2021, and that was like 40 artists. And it was a huge deal. It was on the streets, parking lot, all that. But, they lost money on that event, and then the following year they were slated to do it again, and the day that they were supposed to submit their packet to the city to close streets and so on, they actually declared bankruptcy. So we had 3 months to figure things out, and we decided we were going to pick it up and do it. So that's how we ended up doing IndieFest. That's the how, and the why is mostly because it's a great time. I look at other festivals and see kind of how they're positioning themselves, what they're doing. And one of the things I like about what we've done here is that it is the multi-genre thing is fun. You can sit down, bring your lawn chair, come sit down, check it out. And if you sit there all afternoon, you're going to hear 5 different styles of music. And you may say, and the thing I like to hear quite a bit is people will say, well, I don't like country, but I like Cliff Wheeler, or I didn't like punk, but I loved Dirt Patrol. And that's what I like is, we all have preferences, right? We all go towards, I like classic rock or R&B or classical music. That's great. But, you recognize good music for what it is. And what's really amazing is these artists are all, none of them are are at the level where they're touring, you know, nationally.
They're not the money people yet.
Right. They're not a Taylor Swift. But that doesn't mean they're not amazing musicians, great lyricists, and some of them just do a flat-out amazing job with videos. If you go on YouTube, you look up these artists, a lot of them have really amazing videos, just kind of endless creativity, and that's kind of what we're celebrating.
And what are the fee, the charges?
Oh, great question. It is free, and I always forget to mention
that. Well, that's what I thought you said, and I thought, now they can't. Okay, it's free. Do these musicians just want to come in and let everybody see how great they are? Or, because I'm sure you have to give them some kind of honorarium.
Oh, we do. Yeah, it's not cheap to get a stage, and we've got an awesome sound engineer, and they provide a common back line, so musicians don't have to bring all the instruments with them, and that allows us to get acts on and off stage in about 15 minutes, depending. We couldn't do it without our sponsors, and we have probably too many sponsors to mention right now. We do regular shout-outs for them. We have this year... we try and mention them on, you know, our social media. We mention them on our website. We mention them on the banners and in most every conversation. But if I start listing them out, I'm going to take up the rest of my time.
Well, you can list one. His name is Corey Harmon because he is one of our main sponsors here at the studio. And I had no idea that he had this kind of talent.
Yes, he is amazing. So Corey started with us in May of this year to do design. He is an amazing talent, and I love that we have somebody in Sanford who is this talented. He has taken this concept of Indie Man. We came up with a character, right? And it's a goofy-looking character. It's got, like, centaur legs and a blue body and a cow skull for a head and googly eyes and, you know...
It's kind of strange-looking character.
It's a very strange-looking character, and it's actually born of some kind of... mistakes and talking with people about how we wanted to push this, and then we said we're just going to go with this thing. Corey took this and ran with it, and it makes it strange and lovable and fun all at the same time. Corey's so easy to work with, and he's a wonderful person. And yes, Comfort First is most certainly a sponsor, and you know, we one little teaser for this year's IndieFest. We have a very talented couple here in Sanford that is actually building an Indie Man costume. So fingers crossed that you may actually see Indie Man.
Is there something with little kids that say, Mommy, let's go home, that's scary?
Well, I haven't seen the costume yet, so I can't say no. But it is a family-friendly event, and, you know, Indie Man probably won't be doing anything too outrageous. But, it's fun because it's if you look at the creature, and even the person who's creating it said he's a little bit of an abomination of nature. If you look at this creature, I don't see how it's possible what they're going to do, that they say they're going to do, but... The person who's doing this is just, they're very talented. So
now, where is all this encompassed? I know this downtown. If you're gonna bring your lawn chair down there, you're gonna park your car somewhere and come on downtown. Mm-hmm. Where are the places where you can best able to hear the music and see all the people who are there?
Sure. So it's in the back parking lot of Hugger Mugger Brewing. So that's where the stage is. So if you, and really people do this fairly often, they bring a lawn chair and they just set it down somewhere and then they come back later and sit there. So also the parking lot that's at the corner of Steel and Coal, there's a public parking lot. That's where most of our vendors and food trucks are going to be. So there's an area just up from our beer garden that will be an open seating area. Again, people come and throw chairs there and come and sit down. They take it in there. Our beer garden is really not a bad place to enjoy it. And those are some of the best places, but people get pretty ingenious about where they decide to set up.
You said put your chair down and maybe come back and sit later. Uh-huh. No, don't do that.
No?
Because when you come back, somebody might be in your chair. And you say, that's my chair.
I haven't seen that happen yet, but this could be the
never
first year.
Never say never.
Yeah, I was really impressed. You know, I can see this thing building year over year. So last year we probably had about 5,000 people on Saturday, and people are setting up chairs 4 and 5 rows deep to see this thing, and that's really exciting because if this trend continues, I think we would like to go back out on the street and do something on Wicker Street, because you can set the stage up kind of at the bottom of the incline,
yeah,
and have the seating kind of stadium style going up. And I'd like to get back there, but I'm very wary that the first people who did this went bankrupt. So we build cautiously, conservatively. We did 2 this year, May and September, because you know, in order to build something, it takes a long time if it's once a year, you know?
But once you get it all done, like Cary Lazy Days and the Fayetteville, what's that they have done? Once you start it and you started off on the right foot, then year after year, it's going to get better and better and better. And pretty soon, that's going to be our signature, like the Pottery Festival was,
you know,
when you brought in all those thousands of people from so many places. So your people look up, where is the longest distance that somebody is coming from to perform?
So this year it's Nashville, although the it's Kara Granger, who is a blues singer, but she's Australian born, so in some ways she is the furthest away. You know, we've entertained people. Last year we had somebody from travel from Indiana, and you know, we've gone as far away as you know, Michigan and New York and up and down the East Coast. This fall Indie Fest is much more North Carolina based, and really we have good representation out of the Triad and Triangle region, and that's probably a product of I've done a lot of looking at what clubs throughout the Piedmont are, who they're inviting in, who's playing there, and then listening to their music to see what's best. Because I listen to about 500 different bands every time we do this. We have a Reverb Nation campaign for all of our events, Indie Fest, and that's fantastic. So I listen to all those artists as well, and it's a bit overwhelming at first. But also, you know, the more we do this, the more we find bands that maybe they can't make this Indie Fest, but wouldn't it be great next year if we could get them in. I was just talking with a Dallas, Texas-based band 2 days ago about 2024. So, yeah, there's a little bit. My hope for this festival, aside from people coming and enjoying it and seeing it for what it is, which is just good times and a lot of good music, but my hope is that artists see this as a good opportunity. They're treated well. Anyone who comes to play, you know, we try and get them what they ask for, and they always get access to a VIP area. We feed them, we give them, you know, whatever drinks they want, and we just give them a lot of promotion beforehand, and just treat them with the utmost respect, and kind of try and do a deep dive for exploring what they're offering. And that, I think, is that kind of respect. I don't know if they get that everywhere.
And what's next? Where do we go from here?
I am really focused on September 29th and 30th. And after that, we'll sit down, we'll make some decisions about 2024, whether or not we do 2 again. That's a lot. I don't pull a salary off of this. This is just something I do because I enjoy it. You know, the brewery does well from it, but it is far more work than if you do a balance of how well we do versus how much I should charge for my time. The balance is in favor of, you know, my time. So we have to decide whether we do 2 or 1 next year, and then and where. Or is it going to continue to be at the back of the brewery, or do we try and go to the street?
I found that if you enjoy what you're doing, a project or whatever, the money is not even a...
That's it.
You know, people think, okay, you're doing this because you're going to get paid. I do a lot of things I don't get paid for, and I enjoy them just as well.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a joy to be able to sit there. You know, one of my favorite things is to figure out, okay, we have our 10 bands. We know they're going to be there. Now, how do we arrange them? Like, who goes in what order? And I love that question, because how, you know, with multi-genre, who comes after the punk band? You know, who comes after Shirley Ammons? Who comes after, you know, our folk friends, Farewell Friend? You know, how do you structure that? And that's the thing, we try and curate an experience, right? We try and make it so that, for instance, our food trucks, you only get in by invitation only. Right, we want a certain set of trucks. We want it to be diverse. We want people to come there and just try a whole bunch of new things and say, "Man, that was pretty amazing."
And how many trucks do you plan to have this time?
Well, it's 5 food trucks, and then there's various dessert offerings throughout the day. Millie's Mama Bakes, Sandra's Donuts, or Sandra's Bakery.
We've got some great food trucks around here, because I've used them recently. We've got some great ones. Mm-hmm. And what about all the people coming in? Where do they stay?
Great question, too. Hampton Inn has a room rate right now, a special room rate. If you call the Sanford Hampton Inn, you can get a special deal. I think it's $129 a night. And you have to give offer code CIF, which is Carolina Indie Fest. But I'm sure if you mention Carolina Indie Fest, they will give you the rate. But you have to call the local Hampton Inn to get that rate. If you call the national level, they have other rates that they apply. So
I know with working with the big school reunion, we've always sent out a list of hotels here in Lee County, and it looks like the list is getting smaller. So maybe by the time they come back again 2 years from now, the new hotels will be ready, because now it's kind of, unless you have family here, you're kind of hard pressed to find a place to spend the night or weekend. You usually have to drive out of town.
Yeah. And that's especially been the case in the last, the 2 prior years in September, because, you know, so many people delayed weddings due to COVID. And then, you know, September 21 and September 22 were just, the hotels were just packed all the time, because folks were working through that long list of backlogged weddings.
Okay, one more question. Can you bring your pets to the, a lot of people is only mm-hmm. going without their pets. And what about a cooler, or maybe a bag full of food? Can you bring your own?
Those are also great questions. The pets, absolutely. One of our major sponsors is Veterinary Mobile Clinic, and they are actually our fest beer sponsor. So there's our festival beer this year is going to be a Belgian peach wit. And then we'll also have an Oktoberfest style that we'll be serving. Your other question was about food and drink. You are always welcome to bring food in, whether you make it at home or you order it in or you get it at the food truck. That's always fine. We just ask you to leave the drinks to us. There will be water stations throughout. We offer sodas and wine and cider for folks who don't drink beer. And then, of course, 18 taps of our own.
And there will be restrooms, right, around?
Yes, yes, okay. Yeah. Well, we overbuilt our restrooms for the brewery in the case that we did do events. And then we also bring some porta-potties, which are not everyone's favorite. But, they will be up by the food trucks, because sometimes there's a wait.
Thank you very much. This has been very interesting. Now we know what Indie Fest is, and we know how it got started. And we appreciate you working with it, and I'm sure it's going to continue to get bigger and bigger, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Margaret. I don't want to go as long between seeing you next time.
Just come out, knock on the door, and I'll come out and say, hey, now I'm busy, leave me alone, go back.
I'll be
Thank
sure to do much. That.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
J.R. Moore & Son is the one-of-a-kind country store in Gulf with a little bit of everything. Don't know what to give that hard-to-buy-for-a-friend.